I'm Jack Inslee reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everybody's holding up in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. I'm here talking with Steve Jenkins of Fairway Market. Steve, thanks for talking to us. How are you guys holding up at Fairway?
We're holding up fine. It's a major disaster here. We've got no power out in the suburbs. I've got power on Plainview, Long Island, but everything else is out. A little bit of power at Stanford. The big problem, though, at Fairway is Red Hook. The store was invaded by a huge wall of water right through the front doors. It blasted through the front doors, and we've got 5 feet of water in Red Hook. We're pumping it out now, but every single bit of food will be thrown out. All of the refrigeration equipment will be destroyed. Every cash register destroyed. All of that stuff's going to have to be replaced, and it's a major, major overhaul of our beloved Red Hook store. It just breaks my heart.
That is unbelievable.
Hard thing we can do about it, but we'll get it up and running. It's going to take, I don't know, weeks. It's not going to be days, just like the subways. It's going to take a while to get it fixed.
And I imagine you guys did do some preparation, but I guess it was pretty unexpected. Have you seen anything like this before?
No, never. But if you look at my email track over the last 4 days, it's just stunning. It's like we're running a medium-sized country, and all it is a blockhead supermarket company trying to keep its head above water. Our preparations and our team that we have in place for a crisis, it's formidable. I mean, I carry around a card in my wallet that's called a CEAS card that's got holograms on it and a color photograph of me smiling back, and it allows me into disaster areas. Mm. Everybody in our business has the CEAS thing. It's a security clearance to get into places like Red Hook that are a disaster area. Because we've got so many cops around that are helping us with all of this stuff.
Unbelievable.
So it's some experience, Jack, I'll tell you, and it ain't over by a long shot. In fact, it's really just beginning. It's just, we got a bunch of stores up and running, but boy, we're working hard.
And have you had any word? Did you get any word from the city on power or transportation? Do you have any special access to that information?
No more than you have on the radio. No. It's going to take days for stuff to get fixed.
And do you guys?
We're mostly listening to reports on TV and radio, like everybody else. We're just analog, just like everybody else is.
Unreal. Do you know if you guys will have access to any FEMA relief or any type of assistance from the city or government?
No, we don't know a thing about that.
Unbelievable, Steve. I'm so sorry to hear that. And what can our listeners do to help at this stage?
Just don't forget Fairway. Come back and shop at our stores as frequently and as soon as you possibly can, and we'll be there for you the way you're always there for us. And that does make us feel awfully warm inside.
Well, I hope you guys hold up. I hope all of your suppliers and your vendors hold up. I don't know if you've been in touch with any of the farmers or the suppliers for Fairway. But
all of them, all day. All of us are talking to all of our vendors. You know, we're partners, and what's good for them is good for us and vice versa. We'll get it done. We're tough. We're big boys, and big boys don't cry.
Well, keep up the great work, Steve, and best of luck to you all at Fairway. Everybody go out and support Fairway. Check out Fairway on Facebook and Twitter for updates, and we'll keep you posted here. Thanks again, Steve.
Thank you, Jack. Bless Heritage.
All right. Take care. Follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio and on Facebook at Heritage Radio Network for more up-to-date news and information. We will be bringing you guys the stories as they come to us. Again, this has been Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. More later.